What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
We think one of the Shaggers may have just stolen a home run. Vlad Jr. is pointing out.
Oh, we got to get replay review
left
on this.
Oh, someone's going to have to escort that kid out of the park.
No freaking way. No way.
Oh, no he way. Did it.
What are you doing?
Look at the kid on the bottom.
Like, Andre what? Jones in left center field.
Oh, no.
Oh, his life
oh,
has
buddy.
Changed. You got one job.
Not that.
No, your job is that.
I don't know who the female announcer there was. I didn't watch much of the Home Run Derby. I just saw the highlights. I did see this last night. What's he doing? Making a name for himself. His life just changed. Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did for the better.
You do have one job out there. It's to catch baseballs. He caught a baseball
over
the wall.
They count the home run. It's fine.
They shouldn't have.
But because they did, no harm, no foul. It's an awesome catch that kid should get hyped up for that. Like, what are you doing? Making a play. That's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
I mean, it's kind of like watching Jazz Chisholm. I know, like, he was at the Home Run Derby last night. He was horrendous. Like, if you're hitting it that shallow where I can catch it, I'm making a play, baby. I'm making a play.
Yeah.
I'm going to do what I got to do.
I'm robbing the home run.
Good for him.
Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you.
Yeah.
You're out there catching home run balls.
I'm putting that on my college tape.
You're catching a home run derby ball. You're out there having the time of your life, and you're like, I have a chance to make a play. I'm going to go do it.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen is every single person that kid knows watching that, coolest person in town now today.
It is just hysterical that, like, in an actual game, you're going to get, you know, the batter tipping the helmet to him. Like,
yeah.
And in this, where it's like, again, like, seeing O'Neal Cruz fire off 500-foot home runs, 475. This one's at the wall. I'm going to make a play. It's still going to count. And that's the thing. If it didn't count, we're having a different conversation. Because then it's like, all right, you're making it about yourself. No, this is not good.
If it didn't count, you probably have instructions to not make that play. It does count. Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun. It's awesome.
Why do we watch sports? Why? To have fun. To create moments to talk about. That kid understood the assignment and he nailed it.
Good for him.
Nailed it.
Also, Cal Raleigh didn't mention this in the last segment. He is the first catcher to win the Home Run Derby. So, again, his great season kind of continues
good
on
for him.
Some other news from last night. You may have missed it. The Sabres do avoid arbitration with defenseman Bo Byram. They signed him to a two-year contract with an average annual value of $6.25 million. I think there were some hopes, Derek, that last night this may have been a trade and sign. Or sign and trade, excuse me. We're a number of hours since the signing. I think we can kind of safely say that probably won't be happening. And you had mentioned this a lot in the last few weeks, kind of as free agency wrapped up and the Sabres roster very much was taking form. You were somebody that wasn't kind of staring daggers into the St. Louis Blues roster sheet. You were doing it, but you were much more along the lines of, I think this is probably it.
Yeah, I had... Josh, I have an assignment for you. Whatever we come back with after this break, I need you to play ska music so I can have a better day. Because I'm about to talk about the Buffalo Sabres. I said it, and two things. One, how dare I try to have fun this offseason? How dare I dream? Like, you fool of a Took.
I mean, the Marner thing was probably a bit much, but the rest of it I could get behind.
But that's the face to the ideal. At least the Bills took care of that business of, like, the ideal. Hey, really cool defensive end. Maybe Miles Garrett, maybe not. But you add someone that's a recognizable name. And he has production. And he's good. The Buffalo Sabres, I dare to dream of literally just add anyone that people recognize. No. Tarek, you silly goose. Sit down. How dare I try to have fun with this? How dare I look at the St. Louis Blues roster and think, maybe they can get Jake Neighbors. Maybe they can pay up, throw a couple prospects in there and get Dylan Holloway. Maybe they do something fun for a change. Fool of a Took. And I said it, and I know that it's still like a non-zero chance that something can happen with Byram. But the minute that a trade didn't happen before July 1st, they're done with the roster. This is the day one roster. Be ready, because you're getting Jack Quinn in your top six. Probably Zach Benson or Jason Zucker on the other part of it. Or you're hoping that Isaac Rosane can translate his successful season in the AHL immediately to the NHL. And as Zucker said earlier last year, hope is a blank strategy. A bleep strategy, so to say. Is Byram the player perfectly fine? Yes. As a matter of fact, I think you got a good deal on it. 6.5 for 2 years. It's a good cap hit on that player. If he's logging first line minutes and playing next to Rasmus Dahlin, he's going to look fine. He's going to look good playing next to Dahlin, which means it's going to be worth it. So you got a good AAV on the player. You have a very good defensive core, it looks like. Theoretically. But if Kesserling can't translate to more minutes and playing next to Owen Power, or if Matias Samuelsson continues to be Matias Samuelsson, you're still going to have problems on defense. And I'm going to tell, I'm saying this right now, on July 15th of 2025, if this defense or the goaltending does not take a step forward this year, and you make no changes because of it, fraudulence of an executive group.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If the defense and the goaltending doesn't take a step forward, you are likely a worse team than you were last year.
Which also means
just on paper, you probably are.
But that also means the things that you actually tried to change also still didn't work, which means there's something systemic within your coaching. And they never changed a single one of them. Outside of the head coach, and they were theorizing it was all Granato and his primary assistant. That's it. So we're going to bring in Lindy, and we're bringing over Seth Appert from down the road. What about the other guys? What? They're fine. If nothing changes for the better on the back end or in the goals allowed column, that also means that you had a terrible extension with a goaltender that had a one-year wonder.
Which has somewhat become a problem for the Sabres as well when they do sign their young guys to bigger deals.
You fork these contracts over too quickly.
And that is a shame too, because if it goes well for them, it's great business. Because you got them before they really popped off.
Because
if you miss, it's a real miss.
Because it worked the first time.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's Tage Thompson.
Mm-hmm. He's it worked one the of the best time. Value contracts in the NHL.
It worked the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to work all these other times, right?
That's the thing, is if it works, it's wonderful business. If it fails, and this is true of every sports league. This is not just specifically correct. For the Sabres or even just hockey. But if you miss, it is a real miss that makes you look like a really poorly run organization. Again, in any sport, with any team.
And it's not that you've missed. It's that you've missed twice really badly and potentially mm-hmm. now a third time.
Yep.
Cousins is already gone. Samuelson,
you had people really pushing for the idea of even buying him out, let alone just trading him.
And that contract's still 2030.
Mm-hmm.
It's movable. Because if Cousins is movable, so is that.
Yeah.
For example. But you didn't have a lot of games played before that contract got signed. And now you're looking at Luukkonen. If it's a one-year wonder, and Luukkonen's getting paid $4.75 till 2029 and has a partial no-move clause
mm-hmm.
kick in after this year, I'll tell you, if he plays poorly this year, I'd imagine something is going to happen. But also, where are you moving him at $4.75?
Yeah.
Where are you moving him? The no move becomes the least of your concerns. What team wants him
mm-hmm.
at that contract? Now you got to work around that for a backup goaltender.
Yeah, it's not
You've
good.
Actually hamstrung yourself if this doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work...
But that's what I mean. Like, if it works, it's great business. If not, it's horrendous.
And you are on the last year of your extension as the general manager. It becomes awfully easy to just leave you at the gate after the contract expires.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Not the only Sabres news on the docket. A little under an hour ago, they did also announce that they have officially signed defenseman Radim Mirka to his 3-year entry-level contract, though likely he is either going to be back in Seattle or in the AHL. So that was kind of the thing when he was drafted. He is not immediately going to be coming up to the Buffalo Sabres. He is not immediate help for the team. Again, not too surprising. That is the NHL draft. He didn't pick, top two.
And if he does not play professionally this year, the contract does not kick in. So if he's still mm-hmm. with Seattle,
yep.
The ELC does not kick in until he plays professionally. The D core is good enough where, like, for example, he's not going to get his 9 games for mm-hmm. this year.
Yep.
To get a look, unless he really wows at camp.
Or a full-on disaster in terms of injuries where it's like, ugh, we got to.
They have enough depth.
Yeah.
They have Bryson, they have Jones, they have Johnson.
So it really would just be, he would have to blow them away. A Zach Benson-like camp where you're still going to Seattle, but what was that?
Right. They need...
Benson was able to just come right up.
He would have to win the job.
Mm-hmm.
Is effectively... Like, he'd have to win himself a spot somewhere.
Yeah.
Immediately. Like, the Connor Timmins trade, for example, like, totally backfires on you. And Radim Mirka, the right-handed shot defense, has a stellar camp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, we have to look at this guy, right?
Yeah.
Have to. He would have to shine that brightly in order for that to be the case. But everything that I see about this... about the management style of Kevin Adams is that it's always reactive, except for when it's not. Those extensions, he tries to be proactive about it, and he tries to go and get his guys, recognize his core, and say, these are my guys. That is being proactive. Power, getting $8.35 million per year right now. He's yet to live up to that, and I know that there's still time. Tage, they get that deal done. They pick out Cousins and Samuelson and Luukkonen. So there are times where he's trying to be proactive. But even with the deal with Luukkonen, that's still reactive, which is a lot of what mostly that is also what management is sometimes, is being reactive. Let's not go ahead and say that this is something that's like a character flaw exclusively to Adams. But oftentimes, it does look like you're not proactive enough. You're not having the foresight enough. Everything does look like it's just reactive for him.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I want to bring up the extensions, because there are times where he is proactive. But there's never a roster move made with foresight. Save for one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
McLeod.
It's a trade I kind of, I don't say live off of, that's not right, but it's just, it's the one where you look at, and we've mentioned it too, like you see the trade worked. He traded arguably a depreciating asset before it had really become that in Savoy and gets a player McLeod that was ascending. When he got more ice time, he does not look like the player he was in Edmonton. He looks even better. He looks like a player that Edmonton absolutely should have been keeping and should have been giving more ice time to.
And they could have used him in the Stanley Cup final where he was also effective against Florida. Why? Because he's got the speed, the wheels to keep up with McDavid. It's a rare quality to have. In the National Hockey League, is to have that kind of speed. So there are times where he is proactive. I want to make sure I say that before I harp on the parts of where it looks like he is reactive to a fault. But that's also sometimes being a general manager.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's when he has been proactive, it has bit him harshly. With two, now maybe three contract extensions that might have looked like a, unfortunately, a bad thing. There is one thing, and only one thing that I could talk about positively when it comes to the good feelings potentially that you could have about a Sabre season this year. When you look at the overall offseason, and you see that the subtractions that were made, you lose a top six forward, but you were still one of the better scoring teams 5-on-5. You add to a defense that has struggled, and you do take care of one of the things that you wanted to, which was get someone to play next to Owen Power. That was one of the big check marks that was needed from the offseason. That only happens, though, because JJ wants out.
Yeah.
Say Paterka's fine. Do they do nothing? Maybe the Timmins trade still happens?
The Timmins trade probably still happens.
But then what?
No, I think that's a really good thing that you bring up is were they really going to, for the most part...
If Paterka didn't force his hand, which, and you didn't get Kesselring back...
Yeah, all reports point to that relationship soured quickly and he asked out. It's hard for me to believe that, but also they didn't do much anyways.
That's the thing.
It's hard for me to believe it, but you're right, yeah.
Was he doing nothing anyways? And it's tough. Because now at this point, any move that he makes is going to be met with criticism. Because of the moves that don't get made. It's a balancing act that you have to try to be fair about. Getting people to come to the Sabres is a hard thing. There is a point there. They are in the midst of a 14-year playoffless drought. With almost no sunlight peeking through. You make the subtractions, you make the additions. Are they Michael Kesselring away from making the playoffs? This roster?
Yeah, I think most of us agreed even at the time, no.
Are they Alex Lyon and Kesselring from the playoffs?
Nope.
No. You still needed more. And you still have a group of players that play in Rochester that are worth something.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Roseanne had a very good year last year in Rochester. Yuri Kulik
has ascended. He's a top line projection right now on the Sabres.
Yeah, and I don't want to put words in your mouth either, but you seem pretty comfortable with the idea that he'll be center number one.
He is going to be the one. Mm-hmm. I think he surpasses Norris already. Availability helps. But the other thing that you're looking at here is, what is it that you can look at? And the only theory I can come up with is teams randomly make the playoffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Montreal and Ottawa last year.
Yeah, and we mentioned it in different sports of football. The Bills broke their drought in a very, really, that's the year you did it kind of year.
Exactly. A roster that you were like, okay, that's when you did it. And the Sabres roster is not awful. As a matter of fact, where they finished last year is not comparable to the talent that they have. But this looks like an 85-point roster. That's not good enough. Again. And if J.J. Paterka did not force his hand, what does your offseason even look like? Is this operation run it back again?
Man, that's, you know, funny enough, that's even more bleak. People would still have, Sabres fans, a lot of them, really love Paterka. I was one of them. Wanted to see him grow more as a complete player, but what you still had was fun and awesome and exciting.
I mentioned routinely that if I wanted to have JJ traded, it is to get an upgrade at the forward position.
But, man, I just, the vibes already are not great for what they did.
Correct.
If all of a sudden the vibes were, oh, it's literally the same team outside of a small, pretty good trade during draft weekend, and you pick up Alex Lyon, that might actually be a tougher sell.
Yes.
Because I think right now you can at least go, the defense is better.
You say the defense is better, and it's a fact. It is a fact.
How much better? Not sure. You're going to find out when games are played. We'll see if guys have Kesselring, if he's given more ice time, if it's a hit. If he's another Ryan McLeod-esque move for Adams.
But it's still fact.
But it's still something. I think if you went into this offseason and where we're sitting today, and you, as you mentioned, JJ Paterka didn't ask out, or that move just doesn't even happen,
mm-hmm.
I think it's an even harder sell. Because so many people, even with everything going on, wanted so desperately. Just show me that you're desperate, that you're also desperate, that you're here to make moves, make a splash, do something. And then for that to equal running back 2, 3.0,
right,
outside of one move that they kind of regularly make in the offseason, one, maybe two moves, I think that would be a tougher sell. I really, really do. Even with keeping Paterka and making a small move there and picking up a goaltender like Alex.
And oddly enough,
I think it'd be a harder sell.
Oddly enough, say JJ wants an extension.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to stay here, right?
Yeah.
There's $7.3 million at the cap.
Mm-hmm.
There's suddenly a cap team running it back.
Yeah, and it's not like you're in a situation where Florida, we keep making the playoffs, we keep making cup runs. Of course they're just going to bring back our entire group. It would be...
You'd be a cap team for a team that had a bottom five finish.
Yeah, and man. When you put it like that, it's just... I can't believe I'm going to say this. You're almost thankful of how the offseason went if you had those two options. If you had those two options, you probably take the one we're at now. Because the other one, you're like you mentioned, like you're a bottom five finish. You're kind of around where you always are.
You do have to make them.
And you signed everyone back.
You probably do make a move to create cap. It's probably where Samuelson comes in again.
Right, maybe.
Maybe, but then again, the general manager felt bad for the fans about the misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Not about the fact that you're keeping a player that has, at this point, earned a good amount of the scorn from the fan base. If there's a player that wears a lot of the scorn, it's Samuelson at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Help him start over for his sake.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily where his career goes, but he has entered that stratosphere. I think Dylan Cousins entered it last year too. Of just, man, maybe a different city, a different environment is going to be great for you.
Because you're currently wearing what this team's problems are. And Jack Quinn gets a 2-year bridge deal, mm-hmm. but it's double the market value that it looked like he was going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just all in all, a very strange offseason, but I think we kind of got there by the end.
And
it could have been worse.
And last year, compared to this year, the player you purge just so happened to make the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that's usually how that goes. 803-0550, the number to call. Rookies do report today across the NFL. Not completely. A number of teams, though, getting involved in that, including the Buffalo Bills. I have a little bit of fun after talking to the Sabres, having some fun there. Jumping through some of the rookies that we're excited to see this year, not just on the Bills. A lot of guys like Ashton Jeanty, some of the quarterback play as well. We'll do that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Nightcap. Or, excuse me, you're listening to the Extra Point Show on WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.